possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Oh, we are back on a Hertz Day WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Well, at least Ike's happy about the baseball series that happened. Ike, how you feeling, brother?
Well, brother Spike.
Yep.
I'm going to let that go.
Okay, brother. All right.
I'm going to let that go.
All right.
Happy Hertz Day.
Happy Hertz Day.
It is Friday Eve. I'm excited. Listen, we get to talk about the team once again today. Jackie Baseball, got some explaining to do. Don't know how we lost a series out there in Cincinnati, but somehow we did. Holla at your boy.
Did Schwarber even get on the plane to, to Washington or not?
He was so overcome with emotion, he couldn't leave. Well, we have a big show as we always do. We do have the final spot to give away in the WIP Afternoon Show Fantasy Football League today. So when you call with your sports point, if you want to be in the league, if you can come to the draft August 22nd at 6 p.m., you'll have to explain to us why. Remember, this is the last spot, so this one's very important. Mm-hmm. And Elliot will join us at 3 o'clock coming directly from the NovaCare facility so we can find out how day two of joint practices with the Cleveland Browns went.
And Ike was there too. So combative eye test.
Yes.
Whose eye was more locked in?
Yeah, we will find out. I wonder if Ike went out there with his pen and pencil. But it is a Hertz Day. And, you know, I feel like this is an important meeting for us here, you know, at the station, but also with you. You are listening as part of the WIP Afternoon Show community. We have been talking about the quarterback lists all summer, right? It's been good for content. We talk about it.
A lot of lists out there.
A lot of lists. And, you know, I am partially responsible for talking about the lists. You know, I think we all are. We've all, here's a new list. I think it's super interesting. I think it's fun. But it has taken a very sad, very sort of like disconcerting turn. I heard this on the morning show the other day.
I don't care that Justin Herbert was taken higher. Jalen Hurts is so much better than Justin Herbert. I'm so freaking tired of this. Like, Justin Herbert has never won a playoff game. He lost. He had the biggest loss in the history
of the
playoffs.
How many points?
33 points
Thank
or whatever
you.
At halftime. Like, he's a loser. And all Jalen does is win every freaking game that the freaking guy plays. Every big game he comes through in the biggest of moments. Like, it's so dumb. Like, honestly, I've gotten to the point, and I'm saying it as I'm getting upset. So I'm like, oh, I don't get upset about it.
No,
it's so dumb. I can't even take it seriously
James.
Anymore.
Me.
All right.
Made a lot of sense there.
Well, here's what's happened. There's too much whining and crying about every quarterback list when it comes out. It doesn't matter. We won the Super Bowl. Acting like James is acting, crying about Justin Herbert being higher on some list, voted on by 50 guys he doesn't even know, makes us sound pathetic. Imagine how we look to the rest of the country. We won the Super Bowl, and here we are crying about what Cam Newton says. Who cares? Here's the deal. The reality is, he's kind of hard to rank. That's it. He's hard to rank. Yeah, he won the Super Bowl. He also didn't have a great year last year passing the football, so people don't know where to put him. You know, so we get people like Cam. But what happens is we get people like Cam Newton saying he's not even top 10, and then we have people like James Seltzer saying he's the best quarterback in the league and throwing, having a mental breakdown when every list doesn't go where he wants. Like, yeah. It's a psychosis. So what I have, Ike, is a pledge for us all to take. I am taking the pledge. I'm putting my hand on... I don't know. I don't have anything to put my hand on. Put my hand. I am an Eagles fan. Mm-hmm. We won the Super Bowl. I do solemnly swear that I will not care about the next quarterback list, no matter where Justin Herbert is, wherever Josh Allen is. It doesn't matter because we won the Super Bowl. That's the pledge. So I'm asking you at 215-592-9494 if you will take the pledge. I don't want to look pathetic like this anymore. Ike, are you willing to take the pledge?
Of course not. Of course not. And when the disrespect continues,
oh my God,
we will address it.
No.
we will address it.
You can't have a people well, having listen, meltdowns.
That was a little much.
I don't care. Justin Herbert is a loser. Who cares? Yeah. I couldn't even pick Justin Herbert out of a lineup. You know what I'm saying?
Well, here's the thing.
Yeah.
You know, we have, even though we are defending champions, we yes. are. We still have somewhat of a inferiority complex.
Yes, but we got to get rid of it.
We're trying to.
We're the big dogs.
We're trying to, but part of it, I think part of it is what our identity is. We've sort of embraced that identity of being the city that gets disrespected, gets overlooked, and the guy went out and won the Super Bowl MVP.
Yes.
And it's almost like he's begrudgingly put in the top 10.
But who cares?
You know, what we do? Who cares?
It's worth talking about. But like, yeah. So this NFL 100 list, right? Mm-hmm. We have no idea where Jalen's going to be. But by the way, I don't know if he's even on the list. But yeah. But I don't care if he's the seventh or sixth. Or it's fun to talk about. But if everyone's going to cry like this, I have respect for my city. We're the big dogs now.
Yeah.
We won two Super Bowls, been to three in the last 7 years.
Right.
Best franchise in football.
Yeah.
Worth $8 billion.
Yeah.
We're going to build a new stadium. Like, come on. We still just can't melt down like this. It doesn't matter.
Listen, the meltdown, you got a point there. Listen, I love Seltzer, but that's a little much. That was a little much. But I'm going to tell you this, though.
Yeah.
That's born out of frustration. Because you know what? He tunes in from 2 to 6 like everybody else does in this city.
Yes.
And they hear from YouTube.
But what do I even say?
No, I'm just saying. I'm just saying it's all lumped in there together. It's all, the disrespect is lumped in there together. And if more people just praise Jalen Hurts and gave him his credit, then we wouldn't be sitting here trying to defend our quarterback. That's all it really is us.
And all Jalen does is win every freaking game that the freaking guy plays.
All he does is win every game. Jack, will you take the pledge?
No.
Why? Come on.
No, absolutely not. Because if he's too high, I'm going to complain about it. Are you kidding me? Like, I don't.
He goes the opposite way.
What are you talking about? Like, absolutely not.
Not taking no pledge.
They always say, stay on that side. I'm on this side.
You can believe what you want, but like it doesn't prove anything. My point is, I guess my point is this, the list comes out and he's 9 from the NFL exit. Doesn't prove anything. Like I go, ha ha ha, see?
Clueless.
And nobody, right. Until the list says what we want and then it proves the list is right. Well, Ike will not take the pledge.
Well, Jared Goff and Justin Herbert.
Yeah.
You know, CJ Stroud.
Yeah.
Come on, man. You know, I know these guys are good players, but can they go out and do it again?
Oh, my God. What do you mean? Well, Ike won't take the pledge. Jack won't take the pledge. I am taking the pledge. I am an Eagles fan. We won the Super Bowl. I do solemnly swear that I will not care where Jalen Hurts is on the next QB list, no matter where Justin Herbert is, wherever Josh Allen is, it does not matter because we won the Super Bowl.
So a list comes out and he's 2, you're good.
You won't react anyway?
You won't react to that.
What I will say is, if we talk about it on the show, if we don't bury it, just don't tell Ike, I will say I disagree with that list.
Right.
That's what I will say.
So you're not saying that we shouldn't have a healthy opinion on lists or react to it. You're just saying the constant meltdown about it.
The personal offense, it's just like
people get offended about it.
Yes. Get offended by the obvious. Yes. It's
all
okay.
Right, stop
it's
it. That's okay. not what I'm saying.
That's exactly what you're saying.
No, what I'm saying is if you had asked everybody before the year, what means more to you? Winning the Super Bowl or having 50 unknown coaches in the NFL rank Jalen at 4 rather than 7.
Of course,
we would all just take the Super Bowl.
Yes.
And I just feel like we as Philadelphia fans are like, for national pundits, we're like shooting fish in a barrel. We're just like, if I ever put out a QB list, I would sure as hell have Jalen like 9. Because it's an easy way to make everybody go crazy.
Yeah.
We're bigger than this now. We're bigger than this. We are.
Are we really?
Well, we walk around acting like we are. We're chest beating and like we're just going really good. This isn't how we see them. Blah, 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 blah. Like I hear that all day long about how we are the best. We're the best. We're the best. We're the best. Right. And then every list. I could put out a list. I should have done this. I could have put out a list by a made-up quarterback. Mm. I could have made him up. I could have said, hey, he played 2 years in the NFL. You know, he started 3 years at Oklahoma, whatever. He says Jalen's 12. And people would have melted down about an imaginary list from an imaginary quarterback. All right, 215-592-9494. Will you take the pledge? And second, if you want to be in the WIP Afternoon Show Fantasy Football League, you have to explain to us why today is the final chance to get in. Corey in Columbus leads us off. Corey, will you take the pledge?
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
I don't even know what pledge I'm taking. What am I pledging to?
Just
not to care about no list?
Yeah, so here it is.
I don't even care about the list. See, here's the thing. I don't care about lists anyway. Because, like, with you and Jack, I already learned the path. Like, Jack, I only listen to him when it comes to baseball. Like, you know, that's one ear and out the other. You got the basketball on lock. So, I mean, would you say, you know, but you're the leader of the show. I call in. I can't ignore.
Well, he's not the leader of the show.
So, I got to talk to y'all, you know. So, that's where I am.
The pledge is so, this, Corey. Just repeat after me. I am an Eagles fan.
But I'm going to give you a backup why people don't – this is the reason why people get mad at the list.
Yeah.
It's because the list don't make sense.
But who cares?
But who cares? We do.
But it's a sports talk show, right?
But so, we won the Super Bowl. We can debate it without melting down like Seltzer acting like somebody insulted his wife. I didn't mean to bring his wife into it, but you know what I mean. He acted like personally offended by it. Who cares?
But let me take up for my boy, you know, Jimmy Seltzer. Let me talk to him.
Like, I love James. Like a brother.
I know, he's cool, but yeah. I'm going to say, like, he had passed, and he was one of the first people
Oh, now you're recording our calls?
Are you calling us from prison?
Are you recording this call to put users on your social media?
My bad. All right. So he was one of the first people that was on, you know, the Jalen.
Oh, he likes every quarterback until they're bad, just like Carson. He loved Carson. He said Bowles is the best quarterback in franchise history. Come on.
Who's the Seltzer?
Seltzer. Come on. I'm on the Seltzer.
Let me get my talking.
I don't know about your talking right now.
You over talking because y'all know I'm right.
About what?
Most of the time.
Why are you recording the phone call?
I'm not. My phone hit something. I had to get off of Bluetooth. I hit the wrong button. Damn, Jack. Stick the baseball.
I lost tennis.
Hits.
I know.
114 hits and no hits. 114 hits, but zero hits. That's what you talk about. All I'm saying is I get why people be upset. But I don't care about them rankings. You know what I'm saying? Y'all can talk about that. I know what my guy, just like I don't care about these QB stats. I don't care about none of training camp stats. I don't care about none of that. You know what I'm saying? So, end of the day, I'm happy. I know what we're going to do. You know what I'm saying? So, y'all can debate the release and all that. I'm not. Right?
All right.
Corey, I feel like if you heard the pledge, you would take it.
All right, what's the pledge?
Okay, here's what I ask you to do. Just repeat after me. If there's anything you're uncomfortable with, you don't have to say it. Okay? I am an Eagles fan.
I'm an Eagles fan.
We won the Super Bowl.
All we do is win.
See. I do solemnly swear that I will not care about the next quarterback list.
Whenever Jalen Hurts is at the top, that's where he stays.
All right. See, he won't even take that. Yeah. Won't even take the pledge.
He's one of us.
I need somebody brave enough to say that, like, enough already. It's enough. We got to put a stop to it. Stop the craziness.
No, the craziness is the disrespect. That's the craziness. And once that stops, That's when we'll stop.
Well, you know what we're going to get? We're going to get number two on the list, and then we're going to lose in the first round. And I hope everybody's happy. I hope everybody's happy we lose to Baker again in the first round. 215-592-9494. Tasty Cake. Dom, you're on WIP. Will you take the pledge?
I absolutely will. Hey, Ike.
What's up, Tasty Cake?
What's up, Tasty?
I'll take the pledge.
Here we go.
I'm in.
Here we go, Dom. I am an Eagles fan.
I am an Eagles fan.
We won the Super Bowl.
We won the Super Bowl.
I do solemnly swear that I will not care about the next quarterback list.
I solemnly swear I will not care about the next quarterback list.
No matter where Justin Herbert is.
No matter where Justin Herbert
is. Wherever Josh Allen is.
Wherever Josh Allen is.
It doesn't matter because we won the Super Bowl.
It doesn't matter because we won the Super Bowl.
Thank you. There
we're doing
we
this
go.
For 4 hours. Can every caller to say the same thing?
Well, if they're going to say it, I think there's going to be more people like you two and Corey who don't. Tasty Cake Dom, at least, is a reasonable person.
But
you know,
can I add an amendment to that pledge?
For your pledge, yes.
Yes, for my pledge.
Yes.
My pledge is I know two facts of my life. I'm going to listen to Ike, Spike, and Frisk every day of my life.
Yep.
That's something I do.
Yep.
That's fact one.
Yep.
Fact two is I know at the end of the 10-year gap, Jalen Hurts will win 3 Super Bowls and 3 Most Valuable Player Awards. That's concrete. Ike, when he does that, he's a Hall of Famer, right?
He might be a Hall of Famer already.
Yeah, he doesn't need to win 3 Super Bowls and 3 MVPs.
Well, that's what he's going to do.
Well, if he does,
and
he's the first ballot. Unanimous.
So why would I want to make myself crazy with these ridiculous lists?
Exactly. Exactly.
The people that criticize Jalen Hurts never see the 48 wins, never see that in both Super Bowls that he played, he was clearly the best player on the field in both games.
But he didn't win one of them.
Okay, his first time he didn't.
Yeah.
And now we're just going to keep going.
There you go. There you go. 3 Super Bowls,
got
3
two
MVPs.
More to come.
Yeah, and 3 more MVPs.
I love it.
My God, my goodness. All right, Tasty Cake. I appreciate you, buddy. I like Tasty Cake a reasonable.
That would put him in the top 5, wouldn't it?
Yeah. 3 Super Bowls and
would that make him an elite quarterback?
And 3 MVPs?
Yeah, would that put him in there?
He'd be in the conversation. He'd be right behind Brady.
Yeah.
I mean, right? I mean, we're talking about, that's what Patrick Mahomes has 2.
No, he has 3
MVPs? There you go. 3 MVPs.
Oh, MVPs. I don't know how many MVPs he has.
I think he only got 1 or 2.
I thought you were talking about championships.
Yeah, he's got maybe 1 MVP.
Who?
Mahomes.
Yeah, 2? No, because he got that one. The
51 touchdown.
No, he got the one Jalen would have won.
He has that one.
He has that one.
In 22.
Yes. He's got at least 2.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There it is. See, and now, Tasty Cake Dom wants to add all that other stuff into the pledge. I'm not adding the 3 Super Bowls and 3 MVPs in the pledge. If you want to believe that in your heart, that's fine. That's not what the pledge is about. Pledge is about the list. All right.
You don't really believe that.
What?
That he's winning 2 more Super Bowls.
I mean, God bless him. I mean, if he does, I hope so. I mean, it would be. Can I tell you?
Take one more.
Yeah, you put him wherever you want him.
Yeah, I'll take one more.
Yeah, I will certainly. Well, what, Jack? Go ahead.
I'll take another Super Bowl as long as the Phillies win one.
Oh, come on.
I'm not living in a world where the Eagles have all these Super Bowls without the Phillies winning a Super Bowl.
See, you know what you do? You being that way makes everybody think that I'm that way about the Sixers.
Guilty by association.
I'm not, though.
That's like, fine. I'm not speaking for you.
Yeah, okay.
Well, we're not winning an NBA title.
No, I know. But every time I say something that is negative about the Eagles, they're like, well, you're just doing it because of the Sixers. I think Jack, like my association with Jack makes people think that. I'll take all the Eagles Super Bowls. That'll be happy. I want the Phillies to win a World Series, too.
After the Phillies get one.
Well, that's up to the Phillies.
Well, yeah, exactly.
The Phillies have to do that. All right, 215-592-9494. The main thing today, will you take the Jalen quarterback list pledge? Also, we do have the final spot left in the Afternoon Show Fantasy Football League. You have to explain to us why you should get it. Coming up next, an amazing quote from Jahad Campbell about Myles Garrett. An amazing quote. You have to hear it. That is next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at Bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
It's a WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. You know, I turned on our show podcast.
Never heard this.
I heard a commercial the other day, and I was like, that sounds like a good return.
Well, I heard our show podcast the other day. I don't normally listen to them, but it went on the next one on the podcast app. And I didn't realize that the songs are not in the podcast.
No. Yeah.
So sometimes when I'm like grooving to it, talking about it, it's just us.
I know.
Yeah. It's tough wild. Yeah. Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. You can subscribe to the podcast wherever you get your podcast, by the way, the WIP Afternoon Show. If you miss it, you don't want to use Rewind on the Odyssey app, you can do the podcast one. Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Experience the difference with showrooms in Montgomeryville and Mount Laurel. Online at marks-jewelers.com. All right, Ike, let's see if you can get this one. Does Jalen's spot in quarterback ranking lists still bother you? Yes or no?
Now, see, on Twitter, people are going to read this, and they want to vote no. But I know it does bother at least half the people. So I'm going to say yes, but slightly. Let's go yes with 55%.
No, 77.8%.
Wow.
And this is what I'm talking about. We are, right? We are supposed to be, no one likes us, we don't care.
Right.
No one likes us, no one likes us, no one likes us, we don't care. Yet, it's like, wait a minute, did you just say you don't like us? You know, so today, yeah. I'm asking people to take the pledge. Do not melt down. Jack, could you once again play James's audio? This is what made me think of this. I heard James Seltzer on the morning show. Again, I love James. But James took one, I believe it was the Athletic quarterback list, very, very personally. Here was his reaction.
I don't care that Justin Herbert was taken higher. Jalen Hurts is so much better than Justin Herbert. I'm so freaking tired of this. Like, Justin Herbert has never won a playoff game. He lost. He had the biggest loss in the history of
the
playoffs.
Lead? How many points?
33 points.
26.
At halftime. Like, he's a loser. And all Jalen does is win every freaking game that the freaking guy plays. Every big game he comes through in the biggest of moments. Like, it's so dumb. Like, honestly, I've gotten to the point, and I'm saying it as I'm getting upset, so I'm like, oh, I don't get upset about it.
No,
but it's so dumb, I can't even take it seriously. James.
This is really...
By the way, wasn't the Oilers that gave up the biggest playoff lead ever? Weren't they up 35-3? The Frank Reich. There was 35-3, right?
Yep.
And the Justin Herbert game was, they were up 26, is what they were up, correct?
26-0 or something.
30-3.
Yeah.
23 touchdowns, 3 picks last year, throwing to who? McConkey?
All right. Ladd McConkey's a good player.
He's a... heady player, but it's only one guy.
215-592-9494. Are you willing to take the pledge? Marcus in New Jersey. You're on WIP. What's up, Marcus?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's up, Marcus?
What's up, Marcus?
Doing good. So, I don't know if I could take the pledge because I think he's top five, but I am ignoring the list at this point. I just can't deal with him anymore. Like, I'm just tired of it.
There you go. That's a way to handle it.
I mean,
yeah.
Yeah, I don't know if I could take the pledge because I might see one where he's in the teens. I'll be like, fuck that. You know?
Exactly.
But
what is your...
I think, are we done with list?
But... No, there's... Well, the NFL 100.
Okay, so it's the last list.
Yeah, so NFL 100 is all players, but we will be able to discern where he is. Now, he's already... Yeah. Assuming... They're up to 34. Assuming he is on the list, he's ahead of Justin Herbert. I can guarantee you that. He's ahead of Matt Stafford, at least assuming that he's on the list.
Right.
So let me ask you this, Marcus. Is there a number for you that really tweaks you? Is it 7? Is it 9? Is it 6?
I get it. I love the argument. If we're going off raw stats, obviously, I know he has to be 7, 8, 9, but I just feel like if we're taking in what he is as a player and a person within the team and the organization, he's got to be top five at least.
Hmm.
You know what I mean? Like what he brings. I mean, look, I wasn't alive for the whole Michael Jordan thing. I'm only 23, but from what I've seen, he kind of seems like that.
No,
he is like Jordan.
I think more like Robert Horry, Chauncey Billups.
Oh, gosh.
What did we see the other day? Nate Tice comparing him to Harrison Barnes?
Yeah, that's disrespectful. That's disrespectful.
I see what he's saying, I guess.
Yeah.
But Jalen, obviously, more valuable than Harrison Barnes.
Yeah. Look, Jalen's not there yet to Michael Jordan level, but hey. I mean, maybe he one day will be. Who knows?
Yeah. Marcus,
so, you never know.
Marcus, you want to be in the Afternoon Show Fantasy Football League, I hear.
Yeah. I do want to give it a shot.
All right. Convince us.
So my main thing is I'm a young buck. You got a bunch of old heads in there right now who are balding or going gray.
Hold on.
This is my leading argument.
All right. That's fair.
I do have some bonus points. I pitched in high school, Jack. I got a dog.
Okay.
My girlfriend, nice, beautiful girlfriend. She's peanut butter skinned. Ike, you know what I'm talking about. And I love crab fries.
Well, it's a good sell, Marcus, though you insulted us being old. Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah, it's respect.
Yeah, it didn't sound so respectful, but Marcus from New Jersey is registered to be in the Afternoon Show Fantasy Football League. He hit a lot of...
his girlfriend with him? To the draft.
Doesn't matter to me. I'm married happily.
You're allowed a plus one?
Yep. You are allowed a plus one.
I mean, he threw her in there as part of the reason. So.
Yes. Yeah. Ike Reese knows what I'm talking about. He's obviously a regular listener.
Yes.
You know, he hit the high school jack. Yep. He hit the dog. He hit the peanut butter skin. Yeah, you know,
that's the start. Yeah. That's a good start to the contestant.
Yeah. So,
leader in the clubhouse.
So the Cleveland Browns were here for 2 days of joint practices.
Yes.
And as you saw when you were there today, Myles Garrett is quite an impressive guy to watch.
Man.
Yeah.
Boy,
I saw Jimmy Kemsky tweet earlier that he was getting to Hurts literally every play, and they were just letting the play go on so the Eagles could get reps out of it, but he would have been sacked every play.
Yeah.
That's what he said. This is what Jimmy Kemp
said. He's a monster. And he's going over there over Jordan Mailata, who's no slouch himself.
Yeah, who can play.
But that just goes to show you the difference with Myles Garrett out there on the field. He looks different in pads. Hell, I even saw him at the practice without the pads on.
Big dude.
That was impressive, too.
So.
That boy almost got a 10-inch.
Okay. All right. Relax. So Jahad Campbell was talking to Myles Garrett, and somebody asked about the conversation. Here's what Jahad Campbell had to say.
You were talking the other day with Myles Garrett after practice.
Yeah.
What was that like? What kind of things was he telling you?
Really just two freaks, you know, talking to each other. he's a great guy, man. You know, we're in the same agency together, so, you know, it was a good, you know, little mojo, you know, just catching up with each other.
Two
freaks talking to each other.
You know, I kind of
wasn't talking to Deshaun Watson.
I am a fan of Jahad Campbell. I like the attitude in camp. Yeah. You're not supposed to hit guys, but
he's
the
out
fact
there smacking everybody around.
He hit the knocked Dallas Goedert to the ground on the first day they hit each other.
Dude, he's a winner, man.
Yeah,
he's
I like
a
him.
Winner.
I hope he stays healthy. I hope all that the health stuff works out because he seems like, and he is another guy that he doesn't look like Myles Garrett out there. But when you watch him. There's just certain guys you watch and you're like, oh, he looks different. Mm-hmm. Jahad Campbell looks different when he's playing out there. You know what I mean?
You know what's going to be interesting is when Zach comes back and whether or not, because he's playing Zach Bond's position.
Oh, right. Yes.
Like Jeremiah is the Mike linebacker, which would have been the Kobe Dean spot.
Yep.
Now, I know Zach can play the Mike backer spot, but he's really the versatile linebacker like Jahad is. It'll be interesting to see how Vic Fangio uses both of them out there.
So there was a lot of – we mostly just saw Zach Bond and Kobe Dean last year. But I wonder, because Trotter has been pretty good in camp, everyone says. Smile Mondon has been pretty good in camp, is what everybody says. I wonder if we see a little bit more – you know, I would guess Zach Bond's out there for 90% of the snaps. But I wonder if we still see a little more mixing and matching the same way we saw with Edge last year, where they did sort of a group thing and keeping everyone fresh. Like, I wonder if we see all four guys playing, at least, not regularly, but more regularly than we saw last year. Because it seems like they have a pretty deep linebacker room, you know?
Now, the two inside spots are, like, Jeremiah's not the athlete that Bond or Jahad Campbell is. Which is why he and N'Kobe Dean play the same spot.
Yep.
But I guess Zach Bond could do the Mike linebacker if he needs to.
He seems like he can do pretty much anything over there.
Yeah.
And then when N'Kobe Dean gets back, and we haven't heard anything about when he's going to get back.
No, he still wasn't even practicing.
Yeah,
no.
Pretty serious injury. So fingers crossed that we get N'Kobe Dean back. 215-592-9494. Now, We're talking about important stuff. We're talking about lists. We're talking about pledges. We're talking about how guys looked in camp. Mm-hmm. The more important than all that stuff is your performance in the bedroom with your lady. I mean, you would agree.
It's called a big dose of D.
Family is the most important thing out of all this.
That's how you make more family
members.
Yeah,
that is how you make more family.
Ask Fritz.
Yes, absolutely. Two for two, some people say.
Some people do say that.
If you want to be at the highest level of performance in the bedroom, mm-hmm. Blue Chew has the thing for you. It has, you've heard us talk about it, but the thing I want to tell you is you should just try it. If it's even crossed your mind, the good thing is that you don't have to go to the doctor to make it happen. You just go to BlueChew.com.
That's right.
And you won't get suspended for taking PEDs.
You will not. Well, I don't know. You should check the ingredient list if you're a professional athlete. I don't think you will, though.
Regular Joe.
Yeah, regular Joe, probably not going to get suspended. So you don't have to go to the doctor for it. You just go to BlueChew.com. You don't have to wait in line for pharmacy to go pick up the chewables.
Yep.
Because they're going to send it to you in a discreet...
Hard.
Package.
Right. And it's got the same active ingredients as Viagra, Cialis, Levitra, and Staxin. Here is the best thing. Your first month, I was saying, I just want you to try. It's not going to cost you anything. First month is free.
And why is that?
Because Jack's paying for it.
Fritzy! Bang.
Yes. Fritz is going to pay for the first month. He got his new contract, whatever. He said, hey, let me get it.
I got it.
Yeah, Jack always grabs
a
check.
In that voice, too.
Yep. He always grabs a check.
I don't have T-Rex arms when it comes to the people.
Nope, he does not. So go to BlueChew.com. Use code 94, and your first month is free. All you do is pay for shipping, like $5. Again, that's BlueChew.com, code 94, and then you can.
Chew it and do it.
It's time to chew it and do it.
Boing, 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 boing. That's my favorite one. Jerry in Douglasville, you're on WIP. What's up, Jerry?
Oh, guys, first of all, I know you guys are going to get mad at me, but I want to say that you guys are my favorite show, and I love all you guys.
Oh, I love you, Jerry.
Thank you.
Okay.
What could you possibly say that we're going to get mad at you
for? Oh, he's got a laundry list.
Okay.
I have a laundry list.
Okay.
The fact of the matter is, the people are mad about this, the list thing, is because the NFL, the execs or whatever, They're not going to say that he's better than their quarterback that's ranked in the top five guys, right? Mm-hmm. So you automatically eliminate them. The ones that needed a quarterback that passed on them, they're not going to vote for him because they don't want the Eagles and Howie to look like this great guy. So they're going to pass on him and lower him. The fact of the matter is, the guy is the greatest winner that we have ever had in this city, and probably I argued with Jack about it, but we'll leave them the 07 Phillies out of it. Since then, the guy is the greatest winner we've ever had. And I'm a McNabb. I love McNabb, right? He's the greatest quarterback that we've ever had for the city of Philadelphia. Mm. He plays the most important position in the most important sport that we have in this city.
Mm-hmm.
He does nothing but win. The fact of the matter is, media personalities, some of you guys,
mm-hmm.
you guys don't want to give him credit because of the stance that you took in the beginning. The fact of the matter is, Jaworski, Stunk, Wentz, besides that one run that he had, Stunk, Foles, he played four games, three playoff games, and the game against the Raiders when he had through like seven touchdowns. He stunk.
Well, I mean, he did have a season where he threw 27 touchdowns and two interceptions, which is more touchdowns.
And what did we do? Did we win anything?
No, but you can't. Like, he didn't stink.
He didn't stink.
And Donovan McNabb, as far as play on the field, is the best quarterback the Eagles have ever had. His resume of how he played on the field.
I agree.
Yes.
But McNabb is past when Hurts wins the Super Bowl, okay? That's the fact. McNabb brought us out of the misery of complete chaos and nobody cared. I love him. But the fact of the matter is, he was passed by Hurts. People are sick of his list because Justin Herbert will never win a Super Bowl. Let's be honest.
Well,
Lamar Jackson will never win a Super Bowl because he can't beat Mahomes. He's not that next step winner. He's not.
Who else won't win a Super Bowl? Who else? Will Joe Burrow ever win a Super Bowl?
Joe Burrow. Joe Burrow will never win a Super Bowl.
How about Josh Allen? Will he ever win a Super Bowl?
Josh Allen may win a Super Bowl.
Okay. Will Matt Stafford ever win a Super Bowl?
Will he win another Super Bowl?
Okay, no. All right. I thought I was going to catch you there, but you got it.
I mean, come
right.
on, dude. Yeah. What do you think you're talking to?
Well, yeah, exactly. I mean, I'm the psychopath, obviously.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So let me ask you this. Let me ask you this.
It's not Herb.
Yeah, just real quick. Joe Burrow has already beaten Mahomes in the playoffs in Arrowhead and been to a Super Bowl. Why will he never win a Super Bowl?
Because Because he cares about himself more than the game.
Tell me one example of Joe Burrow caring about himself more than the game. Just one example.
Dude, Tom Brady said it the other day.
No, he didn't.
No, he didn't.
No, he didn't. No, he didn't. He didn't say anything about Joe Burrow.
He implied it was Joe Burrow.
No, he didn't. Okay. He said a guy throw 40 touchdown passes. And believe it or not, there's more than one guy that throws 40 touchdown passes. Okay. Lamar Jackson threw 40 touchdown passes. What? Baker Mayfield threw 40 touchdown passes.
Baker Mayfield.
He threw 40 touchdown passes.
He won nothing.
But what? Why? I love you. You love the show. You told me Joe Burrow is never going to win a Super Bowl because he only cares about himself. All I'm asking you is one example, one in all of human history, one example of Joe Burrow only caring about himself. Was it when he tried to get his wide receivers paid?
I will give you that. I will give you that. I will give you that point in 1 second. But listen.
No, just answer me.
I will. Jalen Hurts is everything that we have ever asked of an athlete in this city. Everything.
He's a lot of things.
He's selfless. Look at the stars that we have in this city right now. Embiid, loser. He can't show up to anything. Maxie calls him out. Harper, loser. The only guy that we had that we can count on, we trash. I don't understand.
Because his team is great. That's why.
Oh,
in your
God.
Heart of hearts, Jerry, could Joe Burrow have won the Super Bowl with last year's Eagles team?
They
would have been undefeated. How about that? Like what are we talking about? Of course they would have.
Wide receiver in the league.
He had the worst offensive line in the league and one of the worst defenses in the league. You got to be kidding me.
Well, maybe they should get a better GM then.
They should. Agrees.
They should. See, now, Jerry, I understand your frustration, but you're making the mistake of having to tear down others to build up your guy. I waited a minute. This is the last thing in your call. This is the last time I'm going to ask you, because I'm sure you're Googling it as you're talking about us. Give me one instance where Joe Burrow just cared about himself more than the team.
Listen, I don't know. All right.
It's a throwaway line. We've all been there, Spike. Don't pick on Jerry. We've all been there.
I'm going to pick on Jerry.
Where we all throw away our lines and arguments. Okay. It is what it is.
All right. I appreciate the call, Jerry. But we got the thing that matters, is my point. Yeah. We got the Super Bowl.
But it also matters that our quarterback gets respect.
So to you, I asked, I forget who I asked, what the line is. For you, it's 5-6?
No, it's out of the top 10.
Okay, it's out of the top 10 you start getting mad.
That's when I get upset, when it's out of the top 10. And then if it's closer to 10, I like to debate who's
in front of him.
There. Yes.
Okay, all right. Okay. And you're saying, and generally you say you put him 5 because of the resume, should be in that group, but you're okay with him being behind those other four guys, generally.
Yeah, I could see where he should be, to me, no worse than that second five.
Yes.
That's the worst that he should be is in that second five.
Okay. 215-592-9494. Jerry was
hot.
Was wound up. John in Norristown. You're on WIP. And Jerry didn't want to take the pledge. So, obviously. John?
Hey, guys. As far as your pledge...
This call will be recorded.
What's going on?
Is this on our end?
No, it's got to be your end.
It might be our end, but I don't know why.
That's the second time,
We're recording phone calls.
I mean, we record everything, but
Okay. Spike, I'll tell you what. By the way, you guys are, I don't want to echo the guy like the last guy, but you guys are the best show on the station.
Oh, thanks.
I can go into why the other shows aren't.
No.
Who's my man? Me!
Not going to do it?
Yeah.
I will say this. I'll take the pledge if Jack pledges to give everything he has to the running and the basketball, because I cannot listen. I can't listen to the morning show sometimes. Here I am. I'm doing it.
Yeah, I know.
No, that's okay.
Everything I got.
Everything
that's
you
what
got.
I give everything you got.
You know what? Good for you. The Bloomsburg Bomber or whatever.
Man. Only from three, hopefully.
Like, I agree with you, and I take it one step further. Well, people also pledge, and I know this is probably bad for you guys as a station, to not really care that much or put that much stock into training camp stats.
Uh-oh.
Well, hold on.
Yeah. Well, here's
now
the thing.
Now we're cashing checks if your body can't handle.
Here's the thing, John. Here's what I can pledge. I can pledge for me, and I think Ike would pledge the same thing, to give them the proper context. However, if our favorite team is in training camp and they're playing for the media to see. I certainly like the extra context that it gives if somebody says, hey, had a good day, hey, had a bad day. Mm-hmm. That's all. I'm not saying, look, I think Elliot says that his stats last year proved something. I don't think they did. I think they proved the opposite thing. You know, Jalen had a perfect training camp basically last year, and the first
according to Elliot,
yeah. And the first four games, just throwing interceptions all over the place, and they had to change the whole offense. But I think it's interesting. I'm not going over the top about it, but I do think it's worth knowing.
I agree, but let me ask you this. To me, the comparison is the stats are equivalent or matter for those first four games the same way resting the players matters for being healthy. It only helps you be healthy or ready to play for the first game. Like, you know, like when he talks about, like, well, we rest our starters, and that means what only means is you're going to have, you have a greater likelihood of having those guys for the first game. After that, it's all out the window. So really, when it gets right down to it, those stats correlate to the performance in the first game, maybe the second game. But after that, there's so many variables. This guy gets hurt. That guy gets hurt. They're going to try to exploit something on the defense. Come on, you're going to exploit something on a defensive end.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm talking about.
I do.
I mean, so.
Yeah.
I mean, really. And I'll give you this. How come no one else does training camp stats for baseball?
We actually see the stats.
They have the most walks in the Grapefruit League this year.
Yeah, because they play games. Here's what I'd say, John. John, I think.
I do remember somebody saying that.
I actually think this is.
Seeing more pitches.
I think this is the reason. I think the reason is we used to get starters playing in the games. Mm-hmm. They don't play in the games anymore. So we're so hungry for information. And because if they're not going to play in the games, and in you said spring training, we have spring training stats, and all the guys play in all the games. Like, our guys don't play in these games. Right. So the games are interesting for the, you know, cornerback battle and who's going to be the third and fourth edge guy. But the games don't matter anymore in the main way. So the training camp stats are all we have. And I think, by the way, I think the joint practice means a little bit more than a regular practice, too. You know, because there's another team.
That's your thought, but I'll give you this. And it is Elliot that does these. Elliot's the same guy that didn't want to take Joel Embiid. So I don't know really if
that was an old take.
He's never going to live that one down.
Yeah, it was like 10 years ago.
Noah Vonleh, that's pretty bad.
An ass
take. That was a snapshot of one day. So if you then said on that one shot, that snapshot of that one day,
yes,
then you're making a judgment.
Yeah, but we all have that context. John, I don't think there's Elliot says one thing about the stats. We say a different thing. So if your message to Elliot is this doesn't mean everything, well, we'll have him in about 12 minutes and you'll be able to hear that. But,
you know, it's like,
for
we're
us,
going to hang a banner for most, you know,
completions without an interception.
Did break a record last year, didn't he?
He did break the record.
For
his own record.
Yeah.
All right, John. So I won't make you actually take the pledge, but you are taking the pledge, right?
I'll tell you what. I got to tell you, as you guys are my favorite show, like, you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Jack, you're going to pledge that you really care about the running. I'll take the pledge.
There we go. I appreciate you, John.
Right.
John is taking the pledge. But Jack gets mad when I make him take the whole pledge.
So. Yeah.
Just too long.
Yeah. Elliot Shore Parks joins us next.
Pause.
Directly from camp. And we will find out how they did in day two in joint practices against Myles Garrett and the Browns. 215-592-9494. Will you take the Jalen List pledge?
Will Elliot take the pledge?
No, Elliot's definitely not.
No, he's too big of a content man.
But he also doesn't react emotionally to anything because he's a psychopath.
We learned that last year.
This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.